Around 1900, legend has it, Father Clement Rodier, a French missionary, found an accidental hybrid in the garden of his orphanage in Algeria. A mandarin orange and a bitter orange had somehow gotten together and created a wondrous new thing. Bonnie Wolfe has this essay about the amazing little fruit named after Father Clement.
Clementines are perfect. They're portable, peelable, and wildly popular. Did I mention positively delicious? Beginning in late fall, bowls of clementines appear in kitchens. My 22-year-old son says his friend Diana now lives in what he calls a grown-up house, so she always has a clementine centerpiece. The clementine is the Tinkerbell of the orange world, the smallest of the small mandarin oranges that most Americans call tangerines. Clementines are so fragrant, they are used to scent body care products. Their flavor is so intense that the Corsicans make clementine wine. Clementines are used in desserts, salads, and stir-fries. They're pickled in spices and preserved in brandy. But the best recipe is simply peel and eat. Clementines are a finger fruit. They require nothing but a flick of the thumb to release them from their skins. They're sometimes called zipper oranges because they are so easy to undress. They used to be called kid glove oranges because it was said a lady could eat one without taking off her gloves. Because they are so easy to peel, usually seedless, and sweet tasting, clementines have been promoted as a snack food, and it's hard to argue. They're as easy to unwrap as a candy bar and as sweet as sugar. So clementines have gone where few fruits have gone before. They have crossed generational boundaries. Kids actually want to eat a 35-calorie fruit that will meet the FDA's recommended daily allowance of vitamin C. Clementines have long been popular in Europe, but have come to the U.S. fairly recently, and we can't get enough of them. We get most of our clementines from Spain. We imported 119 million pounds last season, but the U.S. industry is growing. Thousands of acres of clementines have been planted in California. The height of the clementine season, when the fruit is sweetest and juiciest, is about now. Peak sweetness is in December. So forget the cashmere sweater or plasma TV screen and give a gift this holiday season that everyone will love. A darling clementine.
Bonnie Wolfe is a Washington writer and is working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto.